other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I'm going to get into the latest developments in the Middle East, the economy, also the terrorists who trained London bombers was working for U.S. government. Panel finds FBI overstated science behind anthrax probe. Italy's Berlusconi indicted in prostitution probe. That is all coming up. The globalists are moving against their enemies right now. Don in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, thanks, Alex. It's a privilege to have you accept my call.
Oh, it's good to have you. It's a privilege to have you call. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I didn't want to change topic, none, sir, but I am a subscriber to the Epoch Times, and kind of noticed there on the first page of yesterday, I got sitting in front of me here reading again. I wanted to bring up something that's quite interesting. Apparently, the U.S. government is looking at a standard for what is being put up into space and to create a partnership with responsible nations. You know, back in 1958, Eisenhower signed the Space Act, which, according to them at that time, they thought they were, of course, rushing to the moon was Russia. But as Epoch Times goes on to tell us, there's 22,000 man-made objects up there, and 1,100 of them are active satellites. So now there's 60 nations up there that have a presence in space.
And this would be a monopoly for who could go off-world. And I am familiar with those moves to try to restrict private corporations, you name it, from getting into space and kind of a world regulatory body to control that.
Exactly, exactly. China, I mean, not to mention names here, playing with anti-satellite technologies with a military agenda, using lenses to blind satellites.
Well, they've been shooting their own satellites out of the air, and turns out a few years ago the U.S. threatened military action against them, and they continued it.
That's true. That's true. That's just like that huge submarine thing that went down that basically disabled the Carnival cruise ship, and they still haven't figured out what's wrong with that.
Yep, that's what our inside sources say, EMP.
Yes. You know, I worked for the Hour Company for quite a while, 20 years, and when I left due to bad surgeries that took place on my neck, they were working on anti-EMP devices for the power grid. So there's quite a bit going on out there, and I love your show, Alex. Don't want to take up much time, so I listen to you and enjoy your topics and all that is being done.
Well, sir, I appreciate you. I mean, I think you just summed it up there. We got subs launching Polaris knockoffs off our coast. We've got all this open-air genetic engineering going on that's very dangerous. We've got all this jockeying towards war in the Middle East. We've got the dollar globally being devalued. The IMF and World Bank openly announcing they do want to move away from the dollar. France came out yesterday and said that they want to move away from the dollar along with China. And the general public wants to go on like business as usual. People want to play along with the fact that the economy is okay. But all the real economic indicators show it's going into the trash can. And my wife talks about something she's never experienced in the last year, and I see it. You'll be at Target or the grocery store, and you don't even have that much stuff, and they'll comment on what you're buying, and people online are like, ooh, you're buying that. Ooh. I mean, you can really see people are running out of money. And you, when they have a special, you know, on Black Friday, people trample each other and go crazy to get that discount. There's this worship of consumerism on top of it, and it's all a very, very dangerous situation. We're going to be getting into the news on the other side, then continuing with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Please stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just go over an important smattering of news. We've got Webster Tarpley to break down the latest developments in the Middle East and the unrest spreading by design and what that portends for all of us. But here's an article by Kurt Nemo. G20 pushes global SDR and China's role. On Monday, French economic minister Christine Lagarde, I'm pronouncing that right, said her country will work to realize a planned transition to a global financial system based on several international currencies, including the euro and the Chinese yuan. And the minister went on and said the G20 would want to undermine sovereignty of nations by moving away from national reserves into SDRs, just totally made up fiat currency by the private banking houses, or special drawing rights issued by the International Monetary Fund. The G20's mid-February meeting in Paris will concentrate on, quote, reform of the international monetary system. So they always build the Ponzi schemes and then pop them, and then when things get depressed, they come in with a new Ponzi scheme that they control and buy everything up with the new fiat system. And she continues, continuing demand for the U.S. dollar as the world's de facto reserve currency, consequently still widening trade imbalances, and ongoing worry over how long the dollar can reign is excessively high value relative to other currencies are sowing the seeds of a renewed global financial instability, warned Robert C. Hockett, an expert on international finance and professor of law at Cornell University. Hockett said the Chinese yuan will likely be added to the dollar, euro, pound, and yen as one of the principal currency components of the special drawing rights. And when we ship packages internationally via the U.S. Postal Service, it's already denominated at the international level in SDRs on the package. Going back 3 years ago, we had already received in the mail from the Texas Workforce Commission, under the federal government's control, monitoring our workers, our crew, that we were now to, when we filled out the forms monthly on unemployment and things like that, that we were to, that it would now be filed at the same address, but that it was now the North American Office of Labor, part of the North American Union. So we're already in this system. So I'm glad that Kurt has done this important article. G20 pushes globalist SDR as China's role. We're already going on to this global currency, and more it will set and denominate what the dollar, what the yen, what the yuan, what the euro, what different pesos, what the ruble is worth, and it's controlled by these private bankers. The French finance minister and the G20 are currently debating the role of China. She said, France favors including the renminbi, or one of the divisions of the yuan, in the currencies that make up SDRs even before the Chinese currency is fully convertible. In 2009, China's central bank governor said he wants a new globalist reserve currency to be controlled by International Monetary Fund. And a month ago, what did Hu Jintao say? He said the dollar will be destroyed. It will be phased out. And a lot of financial researchers and experts believe 2011 may be the year. And you think our economy's in the ditch right now. Can you imagine what's going to happen under this system? And so they've gone from a creeping baby step to a walk, now into a jog, and they're now signaling a sprint, phasing out the dollar. It could happen with a bang. It could happen with a whimper. Right now it's happening with a strategic, coordinated devaluation. On Monday, Japan acknowledged that China's economy is now the second largest due to China's furious growth. The country is expected to surpass the United States as the world's largest economy. China outpaced the United States in manufacturing this year. In 2009, the U.S. created 19.9% of world manufacturing output compared to 16.6% in China, with the U.S. staying ahead despite a steep fall in factory production due to the global recession, according to Global Insight, a U.S.-based economics consultancy. Here's the difference, and I've had top economists on to break this down, but I'll give you some layman boil down. For more than 15 years, the United States has completely cooked its manufacturing numbers and its employment numbers. China has a very realistic, really taken from the United States, gauge of manufacturing. It's got to be value added. If they dump, say, flour into a can and sell it, they don't call that really, that flour a manufactured good. Even though the United States would. But it gets worse. And I get these tax so-called breaks on manufacturing. Basically, we get a manufacturing credit for sticking videotapes, DVDs, in a package and shipping it to you. And McDonald's, when they put a hamburger together, they fry the hamburger on the grill or on the hot top, and they put the cheese on it, and they throw it in the microwave, whatever they do, and they throw it in the package in the bag and give it to you out the window. That is considered manufacturing in the United States. So we've been surpassed by China a long time ago. They count the service economy really as manufacturing. If shoes get shipped in from China in bulk, and then a regional subcontractor takes the shoes, make sure the packaging isn't messed up, puts them in a new box, that's manufacturing. Of course, that's not really manufacturing, ladies and gentlemen. But Kurt Nemo's story continues with all these quotes of what they're doing. The G20 is dedicated to transforming the IMF into a globalist version of the Federal Reserve. The authoritarian slave labor nation of China plays an instrumental role in this proposed transformation. During the recent G20 meetings, China worked closely with the United Nations to replace the dollar as the world reserve currency. China's central bank insists that the dollar's global role allowed the U.S. to borrow cheaply abroad, fueling the credit boom that led to the financial crisis. Yeah, well, what's China complaining about? They get to take all those dollars they've got that they got in exchange for cheap slave goods and come back and buy farmland, coal-bearing land, oil-bearing land, natural gas-bearing land, factories, media companies, positions in stock markets, you know, owning the stock markets themselves. It's just incredible. And you see all the global stock market mergers now happening, driven by British interest, U.S. interest, Chinese, Japanese, European Union interest, Israeli interest. The Arab interests are some of the biggest if you actually look at the consolidation of those stock markets in the last 6-7 years. I've been taken out of context when I've obviously Hollywood is predominantly Jewish dominated. No one denies that. I was pointing out of a Fox News and AP article like 3 years ago that the biggest stock markets in the world were majority, the stock markets themselves were majority owned by Jordanian and not even so much Jordanian, they were part of it in one article, Saudi Arabian, Yemen, you know, those oil-rich countries. And I was pointing out the globalists aren't going to let the Arabs keep that. They're going to fund revolutions. They're going to overthrow them. And just like they're doing with Hosni Mubarak, seizing his $7 billion, he's poor compared to King Fahd and the rest of them, and that the globalists are going to steal that money. That's the point I was pointing out. Fox was admitting in an article that not only were they buying up the stock markets, but that Fox, the biggest single owners in Fox, if you put them together, are Saudi Arabians. Rupert Murdoch has a deal where he can own a minority of Fox, but in those deals, he and his family still control Fox. But of course, the COINTELPRO spun that I was saying that, which is just ridiculous. You know, but, I mean, if that's what I meant, it's not what I meant. It was taken out of context. I was pointing out, but side issue, it just made me think about that because we covered with Max Kaiser Thursday, the consolidation of stock markets all over the world. And that's why the globalists, this is economic warfare. That's why they want to overthrow Saudi Arabia. That's why they want to overthrow Egypt. That's why they want to overthrow even their client states, because they have real wealth and real power. And the New World Order would rather bring down the House of Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud, you know, the country's named after that royal family, and steal their trillions of dollars. We're not talking about $7 billion that Hosni Mubarak, that they're now basically chasing his bank accounts in England and in Switzerland, and he's now racing in a coma. But his handlers, his family, that's in the news today, are trying to get that money out of Europe. What message does this send? What message does this telegraph? What message does this put across to all of these dictators and these corrupt royal houses, these dynasties, that they have made these deals? In the case of the Saudis, it's a 100-year-old-plus deal now. To set up their country, to create its borders, to militarily back it, and then to invest their money from the oil in the big banks. And now there's a move to double cross them and basically steal that money. The globalists cannot allow there to be any real wealth out there that they don't control. And so it's almost like if you're playing Risk, you know, the world domination board game, we're getting down to the end game. We're getting down. You've been playing Risk for 15 hours in college, and there's only two of you left now, basically on the board, and all the stops are being pulled out. There may have been alliances 5-6 hours ago in the game, but now we're entering the last hour of this current phase. And the globalists aren't just fighting with each other and consolidating wealth. They're also building the paramilitary domestic control grid forces, because their main enemy aren't just each other and regional geopolitical blocks. Their enemy is the individual sovereign person who is middle class and not dependent on them. The world is being transferred and turned into a prison planet. And so you're going to see the Arabs stabbed in the back by the globalists. You're going to see these nations overthrown one by one. We're going to get into that when Tarpley joins us. I want to shift gears, though, and get into Ron Paul saying he can beat the warmonger Obama and a lot more.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Okay, continuing here with the news, my friends. look at this report, and it dovetails with another report I hear have out of the Business Insider. Wisconsin National Guard preps for worker unrest after governor unveils emergency budgets. And it goes on, under Walker's plan, public employees would lose all of their collective bargaining rights except a limited negotiation on wages. State workers will also have to contribute more to their pension and health care benefit plans so that can be stolen. Unions erupted in outrage as they learned about Walker's proposal. The governor told Milwaukee Public Radio that he had briefed the Wisconsin National Guard to prepare them for any worker unrest. That's on NPR. Now, what have I told you this whole Homeland Security control grid's for? It isn't fighting men in caves or the Saudi Arabian terrorists the globalists run. It is for the American people. And people say, good, cut those government people's benefits. They're lazy. Well, I'm all for making sensible cuts to government. But if you give $28 trillion and counting, we haven't gotten new numbers in a year. Now it's completely secret. The first year and a half of the banker bailout, it was $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg. They won't tell Congress where the money went. And now they're announcing they're taking private pension funds, government pension funds, moving towards all of this. And I've had the Economist on. They've broken down the common sense numbers. You could get rid of all welfare, all entitlements, all your pension funds. You could take your private pension funds. You could give all the money in America to the bankers, and it wouldn't get rid of a fraction of the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trill. And that's a year-old number. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You heard them 2 weeks ago at Davos, London Telegraph headline, Davos, Sarkozy, Barroso, they want $100 trillion in additional money given to the IMF and World Bank of your taxpayer money, which they then leverage out, that they then use against us, that they then loan people at 59.9% in some cases. I couldn't believe that last week when I saw it. CNN reported some credit card holders are now being charged 59.9% in the U.S. annual rate. 59.9. Loan sharking is 25-30%. And so they're like, we're going to slash the government workers. We're going to slash the police. Every man for himself. But we're raising the taxes. Oh, and you've got to put more of your paycheck into the pension funds, which they take out the back door. The globalists run America like the mafia runs a factory when they take it over, or the mafia runs a bar when they take it over, for fraud, to completely loot it. Folks, when the globalists 11 years ago got rid of Glass-Steagall, or I guess 11 and a half, almost 12 years ago now, 99, it also came out, again, mainstream news. As much as I don't like Bloomberg, the gun-grabbing man, Bloomberg's actually hardcore. But others also covered it when they reported secret deals with Prudential and others. I keep going back to this just to people get their minds around what we're talking about and how serious these crooks are. That they went and signed a secret deal with Veterans Affairs to take the death benefits from World War II to current vets. So if you get killed and you paid money into that insurance policy, then you just don't get it. I mean, that's brazen. That's hardcore. That's incredible. That's what we're dealing with here. So, of course, the National Guard, backed up by the Threat Fusion Centers and Homeland Security, of course they're there. They're there when they take your pension funds. They're there when they're going to take your farm or ranch. They're there when they draft your kids during this World War III situation. They're there when you protest. They're there. They're there. It's criminal. It's illegitimate. Just like in a third world country, if their government's going to loot their population, they put a police state grid in place to make sure they can secure the gains, to make sure they can carry out the takeover, carry out the fraud. Now, while the military drills to lock down cities, barricade cities, arrest people en masse, doing this lifetime drills, checkpoints in Tennessee, pulling people out of cars, you regular Army, Homeland Security, governor says don't do it. They say, we don't care, we're going to go ahead and do it. That was last year. It's in Police State 4, Rise of FEMA. While all of that is going on, it's just footnote in Texas newspapers. Watson has a big article on it. Mexican troops conduct vehicle searches on U.S. soil. Our military is told not to fire back on them when they get shot at by the Mexican troops. The Mexican troops are now coming in 80 miles into Arizona. The feds have put up signs saying don't go down this highway. And they're now just setting up checkpoints robbing American citizens. because Mexico's a client of the globalists. They're going to use them as muscle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Tarpley, Doctor of History, he's also an economist, joins us for the next 30 minutes. Then I'm going to continue with important news and your phone calls, especially getting into the economy in the third hour today. We're going to go to Webster Tarpley here in a moment to talk about just how serious the situation is in the Middle East as the globalists spread destabilization. I cannot stress the incredible times we're going into. This signifies the preparations for the attack on Iran. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about End of America, the number 3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research fund founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Check it out at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Continuing with the wonderful sponsors that make our transmission possible, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters, All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. They got tabletops, whole house, you name it, PureWaterFreedom.com, made in the USA. I know that makes the globalists mad, but sorry, that's just the way it is. And in closing, on the plug front, we have an amazing online video / Patriot Apparel store at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have incredible specials where you can get, what, five of my films for $24.95, the newest, best ones, with the expanded extras. Give them to people, educate folks, make copies of them. We've got the T-shirts so you can wear them and wear an InfoWars.com shirt in public. You're going to find like-minded people real fast. It's all about spreading the word. It's all about getting the word out. InfoWars.com. Of course, there's also PrisonPlanet.tv with the archives of the show, the expanded extras from the films, original never-before-seen video interviews we're doing where we fly all over the country and the world, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month, or get a year and get 3 months free. The five-plus month free special is over, but you still get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is your support of this transmission that makes what we do here possible. Now, shifting gears to Webster Griffin Tarpley, again, doctor of history, also an accomplished economist and author. He's written the unauthorized biography of Barack Hussein Obama and George Herbert Walker Bush, both seen as seminal research tomes for the roadmaps to understand these important globalist frontmen. Here's just some of the headlines. Protests spread to Saudi Arabia. Military trying to not to open fire, knowing that they could be overthrown at any time. Also, Britain looks into freezing assets of Mubarak and his associates, upwards of $7 billion. The Swiss are talking about grabbing it. Conveniently, we now learn that, as Tarpley said, there was a counter-coup going on last Thursday. Tarpley said, who knows if he'll step down, or was it Wednesday? The CIA chief, Panetta, had said he will step down the next 2 hours. He didn't step down. He came out and finally gave a speech. Then, magically, we now learn that he reportedly was flown to Israel and had a stroke of some type. And then we heard he had the stroke in Egypt and was flown to Israel. Very, very suspicious, you know, classic type attempted assassination or drugging. We see this with Yasser Arafat. We see this with Ariel Sharon. We see this with Ronald Reagan after he was shot, never really coming out of his daze, except when they drug him up and roll him out to read off cue cards. And now they're trying to overthrow these other countries in the strategy of tension. And what does this say to the Saudi Arabian despots, the Royal House of Saud? They've got trillions, not $7 billion. The globalists want to overthrow that, put extremists in, steal that money, and then use that destabilization as a pretext to expand the globalist presence in the Middle East. Now, there's no doubt that Tarpley was right about all this. Going back a year ago, he said, look for Berlusconi to be attacked with scandals. There were no scandals at the time. Boom. He's now been indicted in prostitution probe. That's out of the Associated Press. So the globalists are moving. And he said, look for him to move against Berlusconi. We're not saying Berlusconi's good. We're not saying Hosni Mubarak's good or King Fahd is good. The point is that the globalists are now turning on their cohorts, and this signals an unthawing of the geopolitical strategy and an acceleration of the Brzezinski kamikaze model. Do you concur with the breakdown of what I put out, Webster?
Yes, I think that's about right, Alex. What you're looking at now is a general assault on the modern nation state by the empire. And it's the goal of this is to simply wipe out entire nations, reduce them to chaos, reduce them to regional entities. We've seen Sudan in the middle of all this. Sudan carved into two parts by a process of secession, which the British had been backing for decades, really for the best part of 100 years. And I think you can expect that to come in other places.
And we see the chain reaction of a break down the great game, what we're talking about here.
Oh, we're in a depression. And in the middle of this depression, the depression obviously poses a threat to the city of London and Wall Street. If the nation states declare Wall Street and the London banks bankrupt, then we can get out of the depression. But what we're now seeing is the city of London and Wall Street unleashing their intelligence agencies and all their counter gangs and all their spooks across the world to destroy the nation states, to knock the nation states onto the the defensive so that Wall Street and the City of London can triumph over a ruined world. And obviously they would like to take this all the way. When you saw Egypt go down, you immediately heard these manic voices coming out of the CIA milieu saying, in effect, we can take this all the way to Iran, we can take this all the way to Beijing, we can take this all the way to Moscow, and there's nothing to stop our world empire. Now, obviously, that's a lot of manic nonsense in there, but it is a very, very dangerous game. Let me just point
out. Well, hold on. Before you got pointed out, they were able to now take down Egypt. The question is, how is that going to end? But I want you to get into this. Hosni Mubarak reports in the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, BBC, that he said, I'm not going to step down, and then magically gets ill, has a stroke. And, you know, I mean, this is very, very suspicious.
Look, I think these are cover stories. The fact that we have is that by last Thursday evening, the CIA coup d'etat in Egypt was dead in the water. The putsch had stalled out. It was going nowhere. The generals loyal to the CIA, this Tantawi and Annan, had tried everything to get Mubarak out, and he would not leave. And, of course, this gaggle of rich elitists there in that square, right, the Twitter and Facebook fans from the wealthy neighborhoods of Cairo North, these are a bad joke, even when they're supplemented by a certain, you know, amount of myrmidons from the Muslim Brotherhood.
And you've got the gaggles of Soros people, you've got the Google man in there running the whole thing.
Right, so think of it now. On the morning of the Friday, the morning of the day that Mubarak finally was forced out, there was a meeting of the Supreme Military Council, and that came out with an endorsement of Mubarak. Take a look on the Internet. Military Council communique number 2. I found this in a number of, the Times of India, the Deccan Times, the various places around the world. It's there. It was at probably a Reuters wire. So in that morning, Mubarak had the military in his pocket. What is it that changed it? Now, the obvious question is, what kinds of threats were delivered overnight? You can imagine Obama watching that speech by Mubarak on Thursday afternoon, where Mubarak was hanging tough, and then Obama chewing the carpet, going wild with rage. Similar scenes in Langley at the CIA, similar scenes at Foggy Bottom at the State Department, similar scenes in the National Security Council. They then obviously mobilized everything they had, because this is now a question of imperialism. Is there imperialism or not? Can you bring down Egypt or can you not? And if you can't, then the entire complexion of the Middle East changes. Now, the obvious things, therefore, are threats, right? I don't know what threats, but we can assume some pretty heavy-duty threats to Mubarak, to his wife Suzanne, to his son Gamal, to his other son Ala, I think his name is, or Awa, and then he's got a granddaughter. He's got property. The threat that I think makes the most sense is the threat to seize the Suez Canal, and I would take this absolutely seriously. Just to tick off the pieces that were on the board, the U.S. had a task force in the middle of the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal is a sea-level canal, and in the middle of it there's this thing called the Great Bitter Lake with the city of Ismailia on the Egyptian side. Sitting in the Great Bitter Lake is the USS Kearsarge with several thousand Marines, and its main function is to deliver Special Forces commandos into situations. Now, they said, of course, this is for the evacuation of U.S. nationals in case the situation gets ugly. But it could just as easily be the spearhead of something to take over the Suez Canal. We also had, on the 5th of February, I believe, a bomb exploded at the pipeline, which takes natural gas from Egypt across the Sinai Peninsula into Egypt, into Israel, and then into Jordan as well. And the Israelis then began saying this is a definite threat to our national security because we get large proportion of our, you know, cooking gas and heating gas from this natural gas pipeline. Then you had a strike by the employees of the Suez Canal. Sit-down strike. They're not collecting the tolls. Now, they're also not maintaining the canal. And the problem with the Suez Canal is the sides are always caving in, so you've got to have a constant process of keeping it open. Remember that when the British and the French, with Israeli help in 1956, tried to seize the Suez Canal back from Nasser of Egypt after he had nationalized it and brought it back to Egyptian control. One of their arguments was that the Egyptians are not capable of running the canal. We enlightened, educated Europeans are needed to do this, so we've got to go back to imperialism or they're going to mess up the canal. Then you have these reports coming out of Israel from the various Debka and Ynet and these kinds of sites that the Hamas fighters had successfully infiltrated themselves out of Gaza and into this large area of the Sinai Peninsula. Take a look on the map and you'll see how big it is. But it's between the Suez Canal in the west and the Israeli border in the east, and of course the Gaza Strip is there too. And the Israeli accounts then say it's not just Hamas fighters you've got there, but you've got Jaish-e-Islami, and that means Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, in effect, is at the Suez Canal. Now, imagine the headline. Obama orders Marines to seize Suez Canal to protect it from Al-Qaeda terrorists, right? It would be easy. One RPG fired at a tanker, and you would have the pretext. So at a certain point, you could say, Egypt is descending into chaos, therefore the U.S. has to seize the Suez Canal to keep it open.
All right, let me stop you for a moment and bring this in, and then we're going to look at the larger geopolitical ramifications and where the globalists with the great game are going with this. A week ago, Business Insider and others reported from their sources that Marines are standing by and are quietly being deployed. I separately talked to a Marine this weekend who's part of FAST, that's the USMC's Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team, FAST Company Entry, and they are preparing to be now sent to Egypt. So what you just talked about with Marines, that's already in Congress. That's already moving.
Well, this is now open-ended because really now at any time, the U.S. could declare Egypt is in chaos. The 10% of world trade, 10% that goes through that one canal, is in danger. And therefore, we've got to go in to maintain order. Now, in 1956, it was the British and the French with commandos, the Israelis attacking overland. Who knows what it would look like this time? But the goal of getting the Suez Canal, of course, is once you've got it, you find reasons why China can't be allowed to use it because they're a threat. Therefore, the entire Chinese commerce between China and Europe, a lot of that goes through the Suez Canal. Most of the high-value stuff certainly does. You find reasons why the Chinese, the Iranians, and the Russians have to be kept out of the Suez Canal.
But earlier you were pointing towards a globalist staged fake Al-Qaeda event on the Suez. That is where the Marines and others are massing for the staged event. Explain to people who would be behind that and then what that will trigger. And now we see the globalists running the Muslim Brotherhood, trying to overthrow Saudi Arabia. I mean, clearly, this is one of the biggest moves we've seen pre-2003.
Yes, it's essentially the idea that the imperialists have never given up on controlling the Suez Canal. It's obvious. These are the naval choke points of the world, right? The narrow seas in British geopolitical or maritime doctrine. If you control the Straits of Hormuz, you control 25-30% of the world's oil coming out of there. If you control the Suez Canal, you control 8-10% of world trade that goes through the Suez Canal. Similarly, if you control the Straits of Gibraltar and these other narrow seas, right, where the land masses come together, if you control those, then you're on your way to world supremacy. And again, the main issue today is how do you keep the Chinese out? How do you keep the Russians out? How do you keep the Iranians out? But I think, above all, the Chinese. So it seems to me that that is one of the things that might have been told to Mubarak, is if you don't decide to leave now, there will be chaos, and within 5 days, and we can, of course, make the chaos more acute, right? We can come up with false flag events that will make it look really bad. At that point, the imperialists may want to take over the Suez. Suez Canal, and they'll have reasons to do it.
And Israel's been saying for 2 weeks they are prepared to go into Egypt right now. That's openly on their news stations, in their newspapers. They're getting the Israeli population ready for it.
But they also say, however, that the Israelis, one of their arguments is that their Sinai front has been neglected for the 30 years now that the Camp David Treaty has been in effect. One of the effects of Camp David is that the Egyptian military presence in the Sinai Peninsula is radically reduced. And that's, of course, a reason they say that's why Hamas and Al-Qaeda can run wild in the Sinai.
Because if they've lost in Lebanon 3 years ago, have a new front, basically turn west, and so this allows that greater Israel.
It's certainly a possibility. Again, I think the Suez Canal is the real prize, but there may be people who want the Sinai Peninsula as well. The things that I've seen, the Israelis are lamenting that they don't have their tank divisions ready for desert warfare of the type you'd have in the Sinai. They have their divisions ready for mountain warfare on the Lebanese or Syrian fronts, but not for the other front. So there are various stories floating around, but the general thrust is pretty clear, I think. There are designs on the Suez Canal.
Let's talk about what this major chess move signifies and what the next moves are going to be.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have Webster with us 5 minutes into the next hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has written an article for InfoWars.com saying, was this a real revolution in Egypt? About how they're just putting the military and just new thugs in power, kind of like shark teeth. The old teeth of Mubarak are removed, new teeth roll forward. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us. We'll also ask him about these big announcements and moves towards getting rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, now being called for by the G20, by France, not just China. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to ask Tarpley, who's an accomplished economist and had amazing predictive powers on what's happening, to give us his take on the world reserve currency status of the dollar. But Webster, finishing up on the Middle Eastern, North African situation. I was watching Anderson Cooper this weekend. They were saying, this is what democracy looks like. It's freedom. I mean, when you see these globalists pushing something, it's so disgusting what they're doing, and now it's spreading to Saudi Arabia, everywhere else, putting bookends on it. How's it going for the globalist? Where do you see it going? What does this signify?
Well, the events in Egypt are a victory for the globalists and the imperialists, but at the same time at a certain cost, because it was very obviously a CIA coup announced by Leon Panetta in Washington, D.C., and obviously fomented by the U.S. government with every tool at their disposal, although there are some accounts that try to minimize that. What you now have is a military dictatorship. It's a military junta. The Constitution has been officially shredded. You're under martial law. It's a dictatorship for at least 6 months, and then they promise singing tomorrows. Their main goal now is strike breaking. They want to prevent people from getting wage increases, which is the first thing that everybody wants now that Mubarak is gone.
They're going under IMF, World Bank austerity, half the population on $2 or less. And so this is basically, Mubarak wasn't going along with that. He wasn't jumping high enough when they said jump. And so they're showing all these other dictators, you better do what we tell you or you'll go the way of Mubarak.
Right. Now, the big issue, I think we mentioned this before, is this question of the U.S. nuclear umbrella. And the thing that Hillary Clinton had tried to do in the summer of 2009 is to assemble this front of Arab Sunni states, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, the Gulf Cooperation Council, and the Israelis locked into a single alliance. Now, for an Arab leader, this is simply untenable. You may remember the first Gulf War, how the Israelis had to stay out of it, because if the Israelis had come into it, all the Arabs would have left it through the other exit. But this was a way to bootleg that alliance in under the cover of a U.S. nuclear umbrella. So the U.S. would be protecting Israel, Egypt, Saudis, and Gulf states, obviously lining them up to play them against Iran, Syria, the Shiites, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, the radical forces, whatever they are, and the big winner out of that would have been the U.S. And the fact is then that Mubarak said, no, I reject this, I will not do it, and his strong stand meant that the Saudis were also encouraged to say no. So the main U.S. diplomatic gambit in the Middle East of the whole Obama administration so far was simply wrecked and ruined by Mubarak personally. He has also rejected the plan for this United Nations kangaroo court on Lebanon, which is supposed to indict Hezbollah and then lead to the destabilization and renewal of the civil war in Lebanon as a front where you could begin undermining Hezbollah and causing problems for Syria and for various people in Lebanon. Mubarak on record saying, no, I'm against this. The Iranians can play a positive role. So in many ways, he was a force opposing the craziest schemes that the U.S. was coming forward with. Remember also, Mubarak did not join in the attack on Iraq in 2003. He refused to send troops. The U.S. had wanted troops for Afghanistan. He refused to send those. So this was somebody who was not a puppet in the way that many people might think. He was saying no to the U.S. on a lot of things that they really wanted. Watch this new junta and see if they accept the nuclear umbrella.
Absolutely. Unfreeze the political paradigm. Bring in chaos. Rearrange it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.